Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Two balls, two strikes. Spores kicks and fires. He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series. Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions.
Happy opening day, boys and girls. Sean and RJ here on 105 through the Fan. Sean out for today and tomorrow. Bobby alongside as usual. And Sean's back next week. I'm RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton Russell, Ryan alongside. All day Major League Baseball with the Rangers. Pre-game show starting at 6 o'clock. G-Bag Nation will be out there at 2 at the ballpark. We're going to be talking Rangers all day. A little of college basketball at some point, too, as well. But since it is opening day and the Invited Celebrity Classic presented by Choctaw Casino and Resorts is April 15th to the 21st at Las Colinas Country Club, we'll be joined by another member who has taken part in a lot of opening days, the great Tom Glavine. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Is your favorite opening day, is it always your first one, or is it the one that came after the title when you won in 95, so 96?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that I've thought about it a whole lot, but, now that you say that, yeah. I mean, obviously your first one is a big deal. I mean, I think every player who makes a roster out of spring training for the first time and experiences that opening day, it's something you'll never forget. And then, opening day obviously has a special meaning each and every year after that. But, yeah, probably, coming back after our World Series title, opening day 96 was a good day too. And, but they're all special. They're all, you're starting anew. Everybody has high expectations, and nobody's in a bad mood yet, so it's a good day.
Tom, we've been really excited here in Texas, not only because they're the defending World Series champions, and we're excited for that aspect of it, but we're really excited about Wyatt Langford, the top prospect for them that's going to be up here. And people are already like, he drew comparisons to Mike Trout. He's been crushing it in the minor leagues. As a pitcher, when you had like this up and coming superstar that everybody was hyping up, did you ever go like, all right, it's time to humble you a little bit? Like, did you get up for those at bats a little bit? Like, is Wyatt Langford going to run into that from pitchers who are like, yeah, okay, I'm tired of hearing about this kid. We're going to show him what it's like to hit major league pitching.
Of course you do. I think it's just natural, right? I mean, you're in the big leagues. You hear the hype of guys that are coming along, and your natural inclination is, okay, let's find out how good you really are. There's some really good young players in the game, obviously, and guys that come to the big leagues as really good young players. But, I think we all find out pretty quickly there's a lot to learn. I mean, obviously there are guys that come to the big leagues and have success and have kind of instant success and get on their way. But inevitably, look, it, that saying in baseball is so true. Eventually we all eat some humble pie and it comes somewhere along the line, whether it's when you first get there or after you've had some success or even after a year, sooner or later, the game gets you a little bit and you have to kind of take stock of where you are and what you're doing. But I think that's part of what, you know, what makes the game so great. And, you know, it's like we talk about all the time, right? Getting to the big leagues is probably the easy part. Staying there is the hard part. And the reason it's hard is you have to find that consistency. And that's the hardest thing for any player to do. Is to find that consistency, and the ones who do it are the ones that stay there for a long time.
And do you think it's harder for a player coming into already an established team? Like when you and, like, say, Smoltz got there and you made your debuts, you know, the Braves weren't the Braves yet, but when Chipper got there, y'all were the Braves. Like, had to be a little bit different for him, probably.
No, it is. And I think even for this current edition of the Braves, it's a little bit different. Yeah, because the expectation is to win. You know, when I got to the big leagues, I had the luxury, so to speak, of learning on the job, right? And you know, if I had to come up, say, in the mid-90s, I would have never been afforded the opportunity to go out there and lose 17 games like I did my rookie season, you know? But we weren't a good team. We were rebuilding. For me, it was more about going out there every fifth day, taking the ball and getting a little bit better each time I went out. And that happened, even though my record didn't reflect it. But in today's game or today's situation with the Braves or with any winning team, it's tougher for these young guys because they don't have that luxury, right? Teams need to win. And I think that especially the way teams are designed now, particularly as it relates to pitching, you see more and more of that shuttle bus, so to speak, between the big leagues and AA or AAA because – you know, you'll plug a guy in as a reliever or plug a guy in as a fourth or fifth starter, and if he doesn't get the job done over a short period of time, well, they got 10 guys in the minor leagues that are just like them, so they try their hand with somebody else. That wasn't the case when I came into the big leagues.
We're talking with Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Glavine. He will be at the Invited Celebrity Classic presented by Choctaw Casino and Resorts. It's April 15th through the 21st at Las Colinas Country Club. Grounds tickets are free for all 3 days of the competition. You can get tickets at invitedcelebrityclassic.com/tickets. So, Tom, you know, the game has changed a lot, not just stylistically, but obviously with some of the rules changes and the pitch clock. And, I mean, I know you as a, a guy who was pretty good with the bat, you know, just the fact that the designated hitter is universal now in the last couple of years. How do you feel in general about some of the changes to the game and how you think it would have impacted the way you played?
I would say by and large, I'm good with the changes they made. I mean, I think baseball, even for me, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that since I've retired, I sit down and watch baseball every night, but I'll sit down and watch it here and there. It was a little bit tougher when I first retired because I had young kids at home. So, you know, the ability to sit down and watch a 3.5-hour baseball game when you got kids running around the house is a little bit tough. So I would watch bits and pieces. You know, I watch a little bit more now because, you know, I have a little bit more free time with kids all grown up. But at the same time, because it's a better product, you know, I got tired of watching 4-hour baseball games when nothing was going on, you know, and it became, even though you might have some games that are 7-6 or something like that that you think would be exciting, to me it was still boring to watch because there was so much dead time. It was very much the three outcome game, a home run, strikeout, or a walk. And there just wasn't a lot to watch, you know. And I remember, you know, I've got a son that's playing minor league ball, and I remember watching him when they first instituted that pitch clock in the minor leagues, and I would, you know, they stream all the games, so I'd be watching them, and I'd be like, this is great. I mean, it was, you know, an hour and a half and you're in the sixth inning and the game was flying along. And when I heard that was coming to the big leagues, I was like, this is going to be a good deal. I think people are going to like this, and they have. And I like most of the other rule changes. I like the no shift. The single became sexy again last year. Mm-hmm. Small ball became part of the game again last year, which is fun. You know, the two disengagements I don't necessarily love. You know, the designated hitter, I was not completely on board, but at the same time, you know, pitchers hitting had gotten so bad that it was just painful to watch. You know, in terms of how it would have affected me, I don't think it would have affected me at all pitch clock wise with nobody on base. With runners on base, it's a little bit tougher because, you know, and I thought by and large guys did a really good job last year with it, especially younger pitchers, because we all go through that exercise and everybody tells us, listen, when you start getting into trouble and there's runners on base, you got to slow the game down in your brain. You got to make things go a little bit slower and make better decisions. And I think, well, that was easy to do in my day, but when you're telling a young kid to do that and he knows there's a pitch clock bearing down on him, I'm curious to see how guys are going to handle that. But by and large, I think guys did a really good job of handling the pitch clock. There really wasn't many infractions, and I can't really remember any games that were decided by a pitch clock. So I think that was everybody's fear. But I like it. I think it's a much better product to watch now. Even if it's not necessarily higher scoring, I think because so much of the dead time has been eliminated, I just think it's a better product to watch.
We're talking with Tom Glavine here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. So, Tom, the last big title we had in DFW was the Dallas Mavericks won the NBA Finals in 2011. And the year after, I know, Dirk Nowitzki had talked about, yeah, when we won it, it was like something where it's like, ah, oh, what a relief. And you almost kind of let your guard down a little bit. And you almost feel like, okay, I've accomplished it, rather than I got to go get number two, I got to go get number three, or whatever else it is. The Rangers coming off of that now, when you guys won in 95 the following season, did you find that you had any sort of a letdown, or was it an increased drive for like, well, let's go get another, like, let's go do it again? What do you think the Rangers are feeling from just a psychological perspective about approaching this year's defending champs?
Well, I'll say with, a little bit of uncertainty, like I don't know the Rangers roster, and I don't know their, what the turnover was from last year to this year. I would suspect that they're a team coming into the season that at least they themselves think they have a chance to do it again. And I know they're highly regarded for the most part by the pundits in baseball. So, they're a team that certainly has a chance to do that, right? So I think that when you're in that situation as a team, yeah, I think you show up and say, hey, let's do it again, right? I mean, I know, like, for us, it was a little bit different in the sense that, we lost the World Series in 91 and 92, so we had been there. We had been close. But I remember after that 91 season where we went to the World Series and lost, the biggest thing coming into the spring training the following year was, okay, we did this. Now there's expectations on us. So we got to go out there and do this again. We got to prove that this wasn't a fluke. And I feel like that was probably the bigger obstacle to jump through or jump over, was the dealing with the expectations than hey, well, let's try to repeat as World Series champions. But, because by the time we had won the World Series, we were really well established, obviously. We had a good team. We didn't have a ton of roster turnover, but we certainly had some. But we were still a team coming into spring training that, had won and certainly had the pedigree of knowing what it was like to win. So I think that scenario was a little bit different. I think for the Rangers, it's probably going to be more about, okay, they're not a team that's sneaking up on anybody this year, right? They're the World Series champions. They're defending champs. So every single series they play, they're going to get the best of who they're playing because other teams want to see how they measure up to the World Series champs. So, I think that was the bigger thing for us, like I said, in that 92 season. But when you come into a season after winning a World Series, if your roster hasn't just have been decimated, and you brought in maybe some young guys that people are excited about, I think you're feeling 100% is, hey, let's go do this thing again.
Tom Glavine joining us here, 105 Through the Fan. All right, I want to see what kind of a baseball historian you are.
Uh-oh.
Who gave up Barry Bonds' 756?
Oh, God. I should know this, and I don't.
It was your teammate.
It was a former teammate.
I was going to say it was a teammate. Was it Traxel?
No. No. Lefty?
No. Oh, I don't remember.
It was a brief teammate. You guys shared Mets. 2 years together with the Mets. It was Mike Bassick, who now.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Mike Bassick, who works for us here at 105.3 The Fan now.
Yeah. Attaboy, Mike. See, I'll always be remembered for that, right?
He made it to the Hall of Fame for that.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yes.
By any means necessary. That's the goal, right? At the end of the day.
That's right. 100%. Yeah.
All right. So set us up for the invited Celebrity Classic. I know you and Smoltz, I'm sure, played golf like crazy when you guys played together. He hates the Rangers. I don't know if you noticed that during the during the World Series and the ALCS. I mean, I couldn't. You got to give him crap about that because I could not. You could not have been more anti-Ranger. But set us up for this this golf tournament.
So let me defend him for a second. I think every time, I know I do this, when you watch a, when you're used to watching your guys broadcast your games and then you watch a your team on a national broadcast, you always feel like the national guys don't like your team for some reason. So, I mean, there is some of that, but I'll ask Smolty about it for sure. But
he loves that question.
No, yeah, we're I know he gets it a lot. He gets it from a lot of people. But no, it's I'm excited about the tournament. I mean, it's always fun playing in those things. You know, number one, seeing the guys that you see and have gotten to know over the years outside of playing your sport. You know, hope I don't know what they'll do. It'd be great if they paired me and Smolty and Maddox together one day during the event. That'd be a ton of fun. I always love playing with those guys. But it's, you know, look, us retired guys, you know, we don't have many opportunities to get the heart pumping and the blood flowing and get that nervous energy like we used to have on game day. So that opportunity to go out and play in a tournament format like this in front of people and with, you know, the senior guys, it does that a little bit. So I think that's what makes it fun. But also, you know, just going out there and competing and, you know, kind of, you know, not necessarily trying to win the tournament. I mean, that's what we all show up for. And I know it's always the, hey, why not? Maybe, who knows? But I think it's more that internal competition where you're going out there and you're trying to compete at your highest level under those circumstances, which is always hard to do.
Hey, man, this was great. We really appreciate it. Best of luck in the Invited Celebrity Classic and give Smolt some crap for us.
I absolutely will do that.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Tom Glavin, the Invited Celebrity Classic, presented by Choctaw Casino Resorts, April 15th to the 21st at Las Colinas Country Club. Tickets are free.
Oh.
Free. And you can get them at invitedcelebrityclassic.com/tickets.
I was a man who, over the course of 4 years, Chop, in the mid-90s, this is why he's against DH, hit .245 as a pitcher.
He's like a 4 or 5-time silver slugger. I didn't even know they gave silver slugger for hit pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
They do. That was good. That was really, really good. A little trip down memory lane in Major League Baseball. Let's take a break from baseball for a second. It is a little March Madness college kegger and how the Mavs are looking to make a little bit of history this year. They're going to have to if they want to win. We'll tell you about that all coming up next on 105 Through the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man, it gives me chills. What a day. What a sports day. Maybe the best sports day of the year. I can't think of a sports day better than today right now. Just recency bias here.
Love
O-Day.
You
got the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, And this is what happens when you get no upsets in the first couple of rounds. You get, I mean, there's some really good games on both days. We got eight great games. Tremendous games in the Sweet 16 today and tomorrow.
You feeling any giddy, like really confident bets? Other than like, obviously you think UConn's great. Like,
I have a degenerate for today. I can do it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Let's you get through your preview and then you can set us up with some of your degenerate picks.
Starts with Clemson in Arizona, 6 o'clock on Channel 11. You got UConn and San Diego State at 6:40 on TBS. Bama and North Carolina. It'll be 30 minutes after the Clemson Arizona game ends on CBS, and then Illinois and Iowa State. You have nothing lower than a 6 seed. Nothing lower than a 6 seed. You got a 3-2, a 1-4, a 1-5, and a 2-6. Banger! What a day!
Look, I mean, the greatest tip you gave us. Pause. The greatest tip you gave us was the like, hey, look, let's limit these upsets to the first round, a little bit in the second round, but ultimately, the good teams are going to get there to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
And
that's
it. They have, for the most part.
They for the most part. They have. So I've got a little degenerate. We don't have to play the degenerate music. I'll just tell you right now.
Oh, good.
I like Carolina -4.5 against Alabama.
Okay.
I think the over-under is too high. It's at 173.5. I think it's too high. I like Illinois +1.5 against Iowa State. And I like UConn -11 against San Diego State. I've also seen it 11.5.
ESPN has it 11.5.
Buy the point down, or the half point. If it's no more than -120, buy it down. That hook. Hooks will get you, man.
What's a significant spread for you on college basketball? Like, what makes you think, like, oh, that's a significant, or not even, that's a healthy favorite? What's a spread that tells you healthy favorite?
Seven? Man, here's seven. You get some backdoor covers either way. It's dangerous. Seven's
well,
dangerous
I mean,
number.
Just as like a reliable money line favorite. What's a spread that tells you that's a significant favorite to win straight up?
Oh, anything double digits.
Okay. Because we've only got, what, we've got one double digit spread?
In the entire weekend?
Yeah, it's just UConn.
Yeah. And they might win by 15.
I mean, Tennessee and Creighton and Illinois, Iowa State are inside of 3 points.
Yeah, those wouldn't really be upsets if Illinois and Creighton win. And then you've got, like, Houston, Duke. It's another good one. That's tomorrow. Marquette and NC State. That might be a bigger spread than you think.
Let's walk away then from Illinois, Iowa State, and Creighton, Tennessee, since those are
the closest ones.
Close spreads. Of the remaining games this weekend, the other six, or not weekend, Thursday, Friday, NC State, Marquette, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Houston, Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina. Where do you feel best about a potential upset?
I honestly, Duke, UConn. I'm sorry, Duke, Houston.
Ooh, Peyton would be in tears.
Duke's got talent, man. Like, so Duke last year played a very similar game to what they're going to play Friday. They played Tennessee, and Tennessee was very physical. And they kind of punked him. Like, they beat him up bad. Like, it was, and Duke's whole offseason was about getting tougher. And I think they did. I think they're a much tougher team. And Houston has shown that they can go through dry spells. Like, they're going to have the best player on the floor. There's no doubt. Houston will have the best player on the floor. And they're really, really good. And it would not surprise me. Like, either Houston wins by double digits or they lose. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
You think either beat them down or. So you say close game favors Duke?
I think so, yeah.
Will Duke storm the court?
No, they will not. No, they will not. I'm interested to see the crowd disparity there because, you know, it's going to be here at the American Airlines Center. So Houston, not that far, but Duke's got fans everywhere. A lot of people are picking Gonzaga over Purdue. It's kind of a trendy pick. Man, I think Purdue's a wagon right now. I don't know if they're going to lose for a while.
I have Gonzaga in the Elite Eight, but it was assuming Purdue got bounced in the round of 32.
Right. You had them by losing to TCU, right?
But even still, I'm taking Gonzaga over Purdue.
I mean, it would stun me, but I do think that Purdue's on a roll. They are on a roll, but I think Duke's a live dog against Houston. I think they can absolutely pull that one out. So real quick, if you do this, if you bet a so this gambler bet $1,000, did it again, second straight year, at least the second straight year. He bet $1,000 on the underdog money line straight up just to win on every single March Madness game. Through Friday, he was up $7,000.
How much is he betting on each one of these games?
$1,000.
Each time?
Each
or
time.
Or does he adjust?
Each time. So his first, so he needed $32,000 for the first round.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's significant. That's like what my tax bill is going to look
now,
like.
Now, I guess
year.
You could just use $16,000. Like, you only need $16,000 for the first round or for the first day on Thursday. And then maybe say you win, you don't need the full 32. But if you lose them all, you got to have the other 16.
That's Otani thinking. That's how you
get
in trouble.
That's okay. How you get in trouble. So he was up $7,000. And then Saturday hit and he lost. Dayton, Kansas, Michigan State, Washington State, Oakland, Texas, Duquesne, Oregon. I mean, he lost all those games. Mm. And he is down, I think he's down $900 right now.
That's,
so he was up, he was up almost $7,000. And then now in one day, he went down. So, but if you do this throughout the entire tournament, generally you make a little bit of money. Generally. Maybe not this year. But generally, you need a big, big, big upset. Speaking of Duke, I mentioned them. The Big 12 was apparently trying to poach Duke.
I was hanging out with the Big 12 yesterday. Going to hang out with them again today. Yeah, they've got the...
Did you say hello to Brett?
I did. Brett's going to be there this morning. I will say hi to him when I get there after here. Yeah, Brett Yormark.
You tell him that I think... You tell him that I think that this guy is a monster of a commissioner.
I'll tell him that.
He saved the conference. Saved it. He's forward thinking. He's like, he's not afraid to go out there and make big moves. I think he's a fantastic commissioner. He's trying to get to Duke before the Big Ten gets their hooks on him or the Big East. And they would, and this is obviously, they would join a much tougher league basketball wise. Big 12 is better than the ACC. And then football, of course, would play there, but Duke's not really a football school. And then one more thing I want to get to here before I do a little Maverick stuff. There is reports out there that SMU is trying to get USC's Andy Enfield as their next head basketball coach.
Oh, baby.
And he was the coach of Dunk City, that Florida Gulf Coast team. Mm-hmm. They played here against Michigan in the Sweet 16. They lost, but they beat Georgetown in the NCAA tournament as a 15 seed. They went all the way to the Sweet 16. It was a fun, fun team. And he was their coach, and he parlayed that into getting the USC job. And he's done pretty well there. They had a bad year this year, but he's done pretty well there.
Who are they, like, and I know they exist. So,
but SMU's going to the ACC next year.
Yes,
so.
I know they exist, so I'm not saying this as any sort of like a – we don't have any evidence of it. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head because I'm having trouble. Who was the last, like, kind of Cinderella coach that blew up their profile – got hired to a big job and had a ton of success in any, like, in any level, college football, college basketball?
Bruce Pearl.
Okay.
All right. He was at Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Urban, absolutely.
Because Urban was at Utah.
Right. He was at Florida. Bowling Green before then.
Yeah.
So Urban. Let's see.
Because I think if typically when you make those hires,
they don't
work out.
They typically don't.
There are instances of it working out, but there are a lot of times where it doesn't. Like, Shaka didn't work out of Texas.
No, he's working on Marquette.
Yeah, well, I mean, until they lose to NC State.
Or the two, still a two seed.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's done well there. Jim Larinaga has done well at Miami, went to a Final Four. And he was at George Mason. Dan Hurley at UConn. He was at Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think it was Rhode Island.
Great Duke point
was
guard.
Providence or I think it was at Rhode Island. So there's instances of it. Was it Patino? Oh, I'm sorry, Coach Cal, UMass, and then he went to Memphis. Now, he had success at UMass anyway.
Yeah, but UMass, like, I view UMass as different, like, not like the Cinderella trendy, because it, UMass was, like, the number one team in the country in 95 or
right,
whatever.
Right, yeah,
was.
They were the Final Four that they can't talk about. So, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. I want to do this Mavericks thing real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Mavs fans. We haven't done a lot of Mavericks today. Mavericks play tomorrow against the Kings. They're on a hot streak right now, but you want to throw cold water on it?
Not
huh?
cold water. I want to make history.
Okay.
I went and looked at so that the Mavs still have a chance at the four seed, right? They don't have a chance really to get any higher than that. And it's so important to get higher than that. The fourth seed has no chance. Here we go.
Why did he say that?
I went and looked at all 77 NBA champions.
Okay.
All right. Dating back to the 40s. 51 of them were one seeds. This is how you know the NBA, like, it's their postseason. They do have probably, what, the worst postseason of the four majors? Because it's so predictable?
Probably, yeah.
But it's like, it's good also at the end because you know you're getting stars, superstars. They always have superstars. You never have a Diamondbacks in the that have no appeal nationally.
Even when the Mavericks won their title, though, they were kind of a pseudo-Cinderella.
Yeah, but they've been around, right? And Dirk and, you know.
Yeah.
51 were one seeds. A one seed has appeared in 62 of the 77 finals all time. There's only been 15 NBA finals in history that didn't involve a one seed.
Man.
Two seeds are obviously next. They've won 16 titles. So now we're at 67 of the 77 NBA finals have been won by one or two seeds. Three seeds have won eight. Four seeds have won one. Five seeds have never won. And a six seed is one. That six seed was the second Rockets title.
Oh, in 95. Yeah, never underestimate the heart of a champion.
And the four seed was the Celtics of the 60s. So what that all means is that, you know, like, the Mavs are playing great right now. But if you look at history, like, only the best teams win. Like, they've got to find their way in the top three to really have a chance. If that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. But history shows that if they're going to do this, they're going to have to make history to do it. And the good thing is that this is a team that did not start the year great, but they are playing great basketball. And they are going to be one of those teams that is absolutely peaking at the right time. You don't get upsets. It's good for NBA TV ratings. In the NBA, they put Steph and LeBron in the finals all the time. Makes up for great TV. You know, I'm sure Major League Baseball would love Dodgers-Yankees or Dodgers-Red Sox or something like that every year. But they don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. It's too unpredictable. The NFL doesn't matter. They don't care. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys improved the TV ratings of the Super Bowl that much. A little bit.
But not like
it would in some of the other sports if you get a super team in there. Super Bowl's a Super Bowl. You're watching anyway. But I don't know. I just thought that, you know, Mavericks, they are going to have to make some history if they want to win.
Yeah, look, I mean, if they play well defensively, if they do what they've done, not even like well, just like kind of average. If you play average defensively, you'll be carried by this offense. It's so much, and I'm not worried about
the floor.
I'm not worried as much about, you know, fighting against history as that aspect of it. But I mean, like, it's kind of like what we're talking about with the Rangers until they get their pitchers back. Like, just be good enough. The offense can carry you, and that's kind of where the Mavericks are at.
What's up next in B-Low, the belt?
Oh boy, what happens if the Cowboys don't extend Dak Prescott's contract? Todd Archer has the answer for you. We'll talk about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Will we have time for my Rangers opening day song?
Yes, we will have time for your Rangers opening day song. Bobby Belt's song. We've already done Peyton Russell's at 640 during the payload. We did my song at 7:40 during the Neighborhood Watch, and now we're doing Robert Montgomery Belt's song at the end of this.
Yeah.
His song for the Rangers opening day.
I don't feel as good about it as y'all's. I think y'all's is much stronger. And so we're going to have to play Peyton's for KNC, I think.
We're going to play them all.
We're not playing all of them. Come on. We're not going to have time for all that. All right.
Play them all.
Before we get into what happens if the Cowboys don't extend Dak Prescott's contract, which is a new piece up from Todd Archer over at ESPN, an interesting note. So you, RJ Choppy, are a big fan of Howie Roseman. And people are always like, how do they always have the roster they do with more picks than they should have and more salary cap space than seems possible? Because right now, they have the fifth most salary cap space in the NFL, $31 million. And they've always got, like, it feels like six picks in the top 100.
It's almost like having an analytical GM is a good thing.
Or,
who would have thought?
It's almost like, man, it seems like they got a whiz helping them out on their cap and structuring things financially. The cracks are getting bigger in Philadelphia.
Just like Sean's driveway.
Exactly. Jake Rosenberg, the Philadelphia Eagles' longtime salary cap whiz, is leaving the organization.
Who paid him? Who paid him off?
Well, I mean, you're paying off a longtime friend of Howie Roseman's then. He says this is in hopes of furthering his career in the NFL. He told the Philadelphia Inquirer in a story published Wednesday, Rosenberg has been a friend of general manager Howie Roseman since both were in elementary school. So this is like childhood friendship. That, not like saying it's come to an end, but it's like a childhood friendship, long-standing relationship. He's gotten to the NFL and been a big part of what the Eagles do in terms of setting themselves up with contracts that are favorable for them. And he's walking away now. He's been there since 2012, joining the team after working as a trader in bonds and commodities. Is that the way to do it, do you think? Do you think your salary cap expert should be somebody who's like got a background and stuff like that? Like just a background in the market or other things? Instead of just a...
Listen, I'll tell you, I've had this belief that the biggest misnomer in sports is that you have to know the sport to be able to run it. The general managers, they're day traders, man. Players are stock chips. That's all they are. You're buying, you're selling, you're looking at it from a value perspective. And you got to understand, and this is why, like, as a gambler, I have no problem... Gambling, very similar to that too, right? I have no problem. I don't believe if I place a bet and I lose, the old school thinkers think, well, you were wrong. The gambler thinks, I wasn't wrong. My information was right. They just lost.
Did you see Reese Davis?
Right. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You can't say something like Reese Davis said. Reese Davis, for those who don't know, they were doing an ESPN bet segment. The analyst, I don't remember her name, was doing a setup, and Reese Davis, without any tongue-in-cheek, goes, well, to me, it sounds like you're not even talking about betting. You're talking about risk-free investment.
Yeah. It's like, so it's a risk.
No, you can't say that. Tell people that.
It's a risk, Reese. Let me tell you something. It is a risk. But if I bet a game and all the numbers and all the information and all the research points me in one direction and it misses, it doesn't mean it was wrong. It just means it didn't work that day. Like, the information was right. The thought process was right. It didn't work.
You think you're like saying over time that will be correct. Right. You're going to be wrong in some instances.
Right. That's the thing with analytics is like people think, well, it was wrong. Well, it was wrong that play. But if you run that play 100 times, will it be right more often than not? If the answer is yes, then you do that and you take your chances and you live with the result. And I think that's what, you know, the great general managers do. Like, you know, Howie, I think Howie's a great one at that. I just think you need that. You need guys that are day traders to be running football teams.
Over a pretty extended period of time, this is Jake Rosenberg talking to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Over a pretty extended period of time, I've just thought to myself that it doesn't seem like it's in the cards for me to advance in this league and have a chance to keep pushing and growing. That at the end of the day, what is involved to do this in terms of a life perspective, it's not going to be worth it. So there's only so much that the buddy can get you somewhere. Look, like, I mean, I think that's absolutely a case that exists in a lot of areas, right? So adding dirty. leaves for the Seahawks this year.
Man, that's my song. That's what? My next song.
Adding dirty instead of riding dirty?
Got to replace adding dirty.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So adding dirty had left here, and he was somebody who was really well thought of by the Cowboys, but there was no way to advance. It didn't matter that there were friends of his on staff or other people who thought really highly of him. There was only so much that they were going to be able to do in terms of advancing him with the team. Howie Roseman confirmed this week at the NFL's league meetings in Orlando, Florida, that Rosenberg was leaving the team. Howie Roseman said, over the last 12-plus years, Jake has been so important to our team and a big part of our success. More importantly, he's a true friend who has built lifelong relationships here throughout this league and beyond. While I hate to lose him, I wish him nothing but success going forward. Rosenberg also told the Inquirer, I don't hesitate to tell people that I work for the best general manager in football. His goal is to one day become an NFL general manager himself, touting his involvement in player evaluation and analytics with the Eagles in addition to his salary cap role. So this is somebody that the Eagles, they're losing a significant part. What is your, we talk about the Cowboys outlook and how unstable things are right now, and we'll get to the, we're going to run out of time, so we'll get to the Todd Archer article tomorrow. But Chop, what do you, when you look at Philadelphia right now, are you, as somebody with an interest in seeing the Cowboys do well, are you sitting here excited seeing what the Eagles have done this offseason, or do you think Philly will work it out because they always work it out?
There's a little bit of both. I do think that they're a team that is kind of teetering on that trouble, but I also think they're a team that is, I mean, they'll be fine. Put it this way, they're clearly better than 3-4 in the division, which is the Giants and Washington, I think.
But for how much longer is the question?
That's a great question. That I don't know. How good's Hurts? Did Hurts take a step back last year, or was he hurt?
Yeah, or I mean, it could be honestly both.
Or it could be both.
Like
it could
a
be
step
both.
Back it was to be expected, but not to the extent it was.
Right, and will this year be a step up, but maybe not to the extent that it was in 2022.
Right, so that's something to look at. Look, I think that for all the issues with the Cowboys, and they got plenty of them, this is not to celebrate the Cowboys. I think if you're looking at what the Eagles are looking at,
yep.
Clearly losing an important person in Jake Rosenberg to the, because he just said there, it's not just the cap stuff. He's been involved in their analytics and their player development and some of their scouting process. So you're losing Rosenberg, and you're losing arguably the two biggest leaders on each side of it. Like you're losing the biggest leader on each side of the ball for you this year.
Mm.
Kelce retiring, Fletcher Cox retiring, and that was a locker room that already felt like it had some issues. I would bet the under on the Eagles this season.
And there, yeah, I mean, those unders and overs for Cowboys Eagles will be inflated anyway because of who they are. There's hype around both teams, so that's another kind of. So, okay, no more. Forget about this. No more. No more wasting time. We gotta get to Bobby's song. Now I did country. I did Boot Scoot and Boogie Brooks and Dunn.
Peyton did rap.
Peyton did Drake, back to back. Bobby, you're doing I Wear My Sunglasses at Night. Is that what this is?
Nope. I'm doing Disney soundtrack.
Oh,
I went with the classic. Aladdin's A Whole New World. I did not sing the female part, but I went with Aladdin's A Whole New World, and this is my Aladdin-inspired Rangers opening day anthem, A Dynasty.
Oh, this is great.
I don't even want to open my eyes.
I can hardly believe.
Oh, baby.
Texas won the World Series.
Yes.
Tell me, Choppy, now why can't they repeat in 24? Why it's opening nights. Bombi brings all the thunder. Shohei, don't bet the under, cause we're winning 95. A dynasty. Began in 2023. Seager for MVP with Eovaldi. The Cy Young, he'll be winning a dynasty. We'll win a third in 25. Rangers fans had no fear. It's crystal clear that now we know a dynasty's arrived.
Okay.
Vocals, I mean.
No. Gosh. I was having to go like theatrical, because if you listen to this up, Peebo Bryson sings the original.
I'm in tears here.
Peebo Bryson sings the original, and he rocks it. I had to go with the movie vocals with like the boyish tone, because I was
Bobby,
not going to be able to.
They need to hire you.
No.
Disney.
No.
Are you is Disney on a hiring freeze? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't think I'd pass the background check.
Hire Bobby Bell. You brought up Shohei.
Yeah, Shohei, don't bet the under.
So let's see. Let's see what Shohei, the latest on him, is. And we get you set for Rangers opening day. We're going to continue with it all in the final hour, 9 o'clock hour, coming up next on 105 through the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.